You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Are you looking for a job as a transcriber and a blogger directly with me, Jerry Banfield, or maybe for anyone else who's hiring? Would you like some job training in this area? What I'm going to do in this video is give you the complete course I'm putting up for my new job application. And when you want to apply for it, it's available. The link's in the description, or you can go onto Uthena. Go over and click on jobs, and then you'll find the job here. In order to actually apply for the job, you need to enroll in the course on Uthena. And then once you buy the course on Uthena, you will get an application link to apply for the job. This gives you the training. There's five videos plus a text lecture that gives you the application link. There's five videos showing clearly what the exact job is. The bottom line up front, you can earn up to $1,000 a week transcribing the videos on my YouTube channel into posts on my website at jerrybanfield.com. The video you're about to watch is made for YouTube and Facebook. It'll show you the entire process up front, which I hope gives you. Then if you know you want this job, you can find everything out completely for free. And then literally all you need is to get the course in order to apply. Now you can also bundle and save if you subscribe for the Uthena University or the Jerry Banfield Forever course bundle, or if you're a partner. This course is included with all of these. So if you get the Uthena University subscription, you can watch 98 other courses plus apply to any other jobs that come up included with that, making that the best value. But if you'd just like to go apply, this is the job link right here. WordPress blogger transcriber job training and application. You then get the application link in the last one. I recommend make sure you watch either all of this video or all of the videos in the course itself to make sure you know all of the details. That'll give you the best chance at getting hired. This is a part-time to full-time contract labor position. I'm hoping to pay about $1,000 a week to get all approximately 50 videos I'm putting up, with maybe on average 20, maybe it could be close to 1,000 minutes a week that I'm putting up on YouTube. I'm hoping to get a good portion or almost all of that done for $1,000 a week. That's the tentative budget getting started. I can pay more or less depending on what your hourly rate, your hours available, and how fast you can work in the job application. Thank you for getting started with this. The rest of this video will go through each of the five video lectures that are in this course. And by the time you've watched those, you'll know whether to you can get hired. Now, I also, what I will do is put a video in here. There will be, if there's a sixth video in here, it'll say something rather somebody's been hired. I'm just putting this up on April 30th, 2019. I'm just filming it. And if you are the very first one to get in there and apply and you do a great job on your project, you have the best chance of getting hired. If someone beats you to it, then we will see and compare applications. I like having it as a paid application because I've tested this on the video editor. There were only four or five people that bought the course, and there were only two actual applications and projects, which made it really easy for me to successfully hire as an employer without having to discriminate based on names on resumes and whatnot, and just see who can actually do the work and is available to do it and is passionate about it. I think this is an incredible way to do hiring, because once you go through and do this, you are all set up. All I need to do is get you an Airtable spreadsheet and drop the videos on and get you added onto WordPress, and you can go do everything yourself. That's why this job hiring, this process is also the job training. Once you've been through this, you know exactly what to do. If you'd like to be an employer in this scenario, you can become a Jerry Banfield partner and we can help you hire people using this same process instead of the awful process most people go through and most companies go through to hire someone with resumes and interviews, all that's crap. All I need to know is whether you can do this work, how much it'll cost, and what does it look like when you do it, and are you available to do it? So I trust you'll go apply for the job if you want to. And I've got more jobs coming out, and anyone else that has a job will be able to post this up on Euthena under jobs. And yes. All right, here's the rest of the video, which will go through these five videos showing you exactly every detail you could want to know about this. Welcome to Blogger and Transcriber Job Training and Application. I'm Jerry Banfield, and I've got a job opening combined with job training for you in this video course where I'm going to show you how to be a blogger and a transcriber with me. This is a part to full-time job. I've currently got $1,000+ a week that I can pay among all the different contractors who are available to help me with this. What we'll do in this very first video is go over the basics, and then I'll get into the details. When you finish this course, when you've gone all the way through it, at the end you'll get to where you can apply to the job. I encourage you to watch every video in this closely and do a really good final project that shows a very clear example of exactly what you can do, and you will have the best chance to get hired. The last one of these I posted, the guy that got the job has earned over $5,000 and maybe close to $10,000. Actually, I think he's up to $12,000 now since going through the job application with me. I'm grateful to have you here. Today, let's show you what is the job. What does it involve? This is the end product. This is, you can see the whole process here. What I am looking for help with is taking the videos I publish to my YouTube channel. There's about 7 new videos that come out on my YouTube channel every day. And what I'm looking for help with is to get these YouTube videos into the very best blog posts on jerrybanfield.com. And then those blog posts get Google organic search traffic, which we send over primarily to Euthena to make sales on courses. And that's how everyone gets what they want. When someone's doing a Google search, they find a really helpful blog post. When they are learning all about it, a small percentage will go enroll in the course on Euthena. I get paid from the course enrollment. I've got money to pay you to keep doing this. Everybody wins. This is a system that I need help with. How does it work? Here's the basic thing we need. We take and start with a YouTube video. For example, this new one called Want to Be an Influencer. You take that video and get that into something that looks like this on jerrybanfield.com, which is on managed WordPress hosting with Kinsta. If you were looking for a web host, please go to the resources page on jerrybanfield.com and use that affiliate link because I'll earn something if you do. These are things you want to know. If you want to be able to do this, you need to be able to transcribe a video, get pictures out of it, make a beautiful blog post, do it all on WordPress, and link appropriately or edit appropriately to make it the best blog post possible. Here's an example of what we've already been doing, and we're just scaling up what we've already been doing, which is how we could use your help. For example, I made a video a month ago called ActiveCampaign versus MailChimp. I've used both of these for email marketing. I'm on ActiveCampaign now. I trust you'll go to this post if you'd like to sign up for ActiveCampaign also, because I get 20% of any subscription fees you pay to ActiveCampaign. When you start with this video, what you do is you go through first and get an entire transcription out of the video. Or if you want to, you can just do this. Whatever process you make to have it come out beautiful and helpful for people is fine with me. The basic way it's been done so far is to first get a transcription of the whole video. then go in and make it beautiful for a blog post. Something that if someone is in their Google search and lands on this page, they've got the video to watch right at the top of the page to get over to YouTube to get the highest user experience, or all the text is down here, which helps for search engine optimization to get the most people here. Once people are here, we need to give them everything that is in the video in the most beautiful way possible. For example, you can see this video about ActiveCampaign. What we did is we had a transcriber first transcribe the video, then we gave the transcription to our editor, then the editor went through the YouTube video and the transcription and made this beautiful blog post. What I'd like is anywhere from 1 to 3 people to be able to do this entire process. You can do this yourself, hopefully, to be able to produce this whole thing. So let's look at the individual components of this and the key skills you'll need. This first, you need to be able to pick a different title than the YouTube video. We don't want the YouTube video and the blog post competing on search terms, and it's a chance to take a different shot at different search terms. You need to be able to take screenshots out of the YouTube video that are relevant and put them in the right places. For example, it says you can look at the cost here, then there's a screenshot right here. You also need to remove things from the transcript that don't make sense in the context of a blog post to give readers the best experience. You also need to be able to do things like drop my affiliate link into the post here. For example, you can see when you sign up for ActiveCampaign, when you do the transcript, then you need to go back in here and put in the ActiveCampaign links. Also, when there's anything else relevant mentioned in my business, for example, my friend Michelle Gerard is the one who actually edited this post. He links back to his own website there. If I mention something like a video course on Uthena, you need to be able to link back to that. When you finish up the post, then you go all the way down here and you even get a link if you've got your own website or a profile or service you'd like to feature. You can even get a link back to it at the end. As you can see, this says edits from the video transcript by Michelle Gerard and link back to his website. That's great for your own search engine ranking and your own traffic. Thus, in addition to the money, you get the additional benefits of being able to link and promote yourself with this, which I hope makes that it puts that job on another level. This is the basics of what we're looking to create right here. And I'll go into more detail on each of these points. So the job is this: to go through, turn a YouTube video into a beautiful blog post on my WordPress site. And I don't want to do anything except the following. All I want to do, as I've been doing with Dennis for the transcripts, all I want to do is post a URL to a video and you do everything else. All I do is go in, drop the videos that I want as blog posts, and then you go in and make it happen. That's the job. If you want a bigger context and a purpose for this, the idea is to maximize the value of all the videos that are on my YouTube channel to make sure that we get that information out in all the different formats possible. Thank you for looking at how to help with this. From here, the next thing we'll do is go into detail about how do you actually apply to and get hired for this job. What are you going to need to do in order to show me you can do this? How do you actually get the job for this course? You'll be able to earn the total budget for everyone transcribing to do all the videos that are put out every week. It's currently $1,000 a week. Maybe, I imagine it'll be more in the future. This is where we're starting. In order to get the job, what you need to do is finish this entire course. Watch all the videos in it to make sure you've got it down really good. And then you need to do a final project. You need to do a final project where you actually transcribe one of the videos and put it up on your own blog. You can use a free WordPress blog if you want, or you can use your existing blog if you want. Put it up, and then you're going to put that in this job application that you get at the end of the course. If you don't watch the whole course, you'll miss out on various things. Like, for example, when anyone is hired for this job, I will put a video in front of the application to let you know. If you don't see a video saying that someone else has been hired, then it's wide open. But if you see a video that's saying someone else is hired, then you will have to essentially balance out with them, whether they can do everything or whether we need additional help. And you may be able to work with others as I share this. Here's what the actual application looks like for you. These are the fields in it. You'll have your name. Then what you'll have next is your email address. Now this should be your email that's the best to contact you at. Then you'll have your hourly rate and your hours per week. What do you put for the hourly rate? I recommend to put the lowest number that you're happy to work at for indefinitely. A number that is satisfying for you. So don't put something too low where you're going to have a resentment and not make the work a priority. I want this to be a priority for you, 20 to 40 hours a week that you could do this. And that most of the people that work with me, I like to work together indefinitely. The hardest thing to do is to get started working with someone. I literally am filming a whole video course using my most valuable time today to do this. I like to work with people for a long time. I want to work with you for a long time. At the same time, if you put a rate too high, then you can potentially get outbid by someone else. I'm certainly considering the hourly rate. Here's how I'm making the decision on this. The hourly rate and the hours per week and the quality of the project. The quality of the project shows me that times the hourly rate, the amount of time it took you to do the project, and the hourly rate and the hours per week, that gives me an idea. Ideally, I'd like to work with one person who could do the entire YouTube channel, who could handle 7 videos a day, not the long format one, so maybe 6 videos a day. We're not going to do videos over like 30 or 40 minutes because then those will be released in smaller parts also. We'll only do just the individual chunks of courses. I would prefer to work with someone who could get the whole $1,000 a week and be available full time and just do this indefinitely. Thus, here's how you make your best pitch for this. You put in an hourly rate and the hours you're available each week. For example, if your hourly rate's $20 an hour and you're available up to 50 hours a week, then that would be the whole $1,000. Then you go over here on your project. This is the URL of your project. This is where you give me the URL that you use to show your actual work. Now on this, what we'll do over here is you will, for your project, you will make something, you will do an actual YouTube video off my channel. I give you permission to pick one of my videos and do it. Now what's important in this, and I'll go more into the project, but you need to put the amount of time it took you. In other words, the amount you would bill me hourly to do this. And I will be able to then calculate what is best for all of us. For example, let's say you do this 7-minute and 51-second video as your project and you put that in. And in the blog post itself, you say that took me an hour, let's say for simplicity. Then I can give you a calculation. I can say, okay, let's say you're $20. Let's say you put $20 an hour. So I can say, okay, it cost me $20 to get 7 minutes, round up to 8 minutes of video done. I've got probably at least 80 minutes of video coming out every day. Therefore, that would cost me about $200 a day at that rate to have you do all the videos on the channel. If then I can see someone else who applied, I'll have a very accurate comparison of how long it took them versus how long it took you. Now it's important to be accurate and give me the, be carefully calculate the amount of time it took you, because you don't want to get into something where neither of us are happy. I understand the temptation might be there to just say, well, it didn't take as long. And then I find out the first week that, well, why is it, it seems to take you twice as, well, I will expect once you put this in that this is your consistent working pace. So if it takes you, let's say, an hour on average to do maybe 10 minutes of video and to get into a blog post, that's pretty long. If it takes you an hour to do 10 minutes, I'm not sure if that'll work depending on your hourly rate. What I will do is look at and say, who can do the best work for the lowest money in the least amount of time? That's what I'm looking for. That's what's best for all of us. If someone else can do the same thing you can and is willing to take less money for it and do just as good of a job, then you see that it makes perfect sense to all of us. So this is how you get the job. And then you also can put these additional fields in if you have other URLs you want considered. For example, if you have an existing blog, you want to show off some of your other work, that can help. If you have a story you want to share, like how you ended up in this course, how long you've been following, that can help. I like to work with and give back to you that have been following me for a long time. And I am willing even to pay a bit more to give back to someone who's given me so much in terms of a follower. So you take the time to put in a good story, help me get to know you. I might choose you if it's close with someone else who just cares about doing the work versus you that are passionate about what I do and being specifically of service to me. Your story can make the difference. Finally, there's this partner offers tab. We have Jerry Banfield partners on Euthena. These are people who've paid $1,000 for a membership into my partner program who often have businesses of their own and may need the same or similar type of help. This way, if someone has been hired for the job, if you check on the application that you're available for partner offers, then you have the ability to, if a partner says Jerry or is talking in a call one week or emails me and says, Jerry, do you have someone that can do what you're doing on my website or blog? Because we have several YouTubers in the group. And once I show them how well this is working for me, I'm getting tons of just hundreds, if not thousands of users a day from Google Organic Search from what I'm doing. And we're building that up together. If you check that you're open to partner offers, I will get you whenever possible, especially if you're not hired. I will see if I can match you up with a partner and help them to hire you. I've helped lots of people in the partner program work together, connect, and collaborate. Finally, for me, there's a hiring decision on here. This is a yes, let's go, or a not now. A not now means not now, maybe later, but not right now. So these are the fields on my end of the application. I hope I've made it clear what I'm looking for, exactly how I go about the hiring process. And the nice thing, my hiring process, this is all there is to it. This is all I care about. And it's all in this job application. Nothing else makes a difference to me. I want the work done. I like to see how we're connected and what kind of story we have. And I trust by applying to this, you are allowed to work in whatever jurisdiction you are working in, that you're at least 18 years of age and or you've got consent from your parent if not. Thank you very much for seeing what to do to actually get hired here. Now I'll go through and go into detail on all of these points I've just mentioned and help you make the best application and the best output here to give you the best chance on getting hired. How can you make a great post to use as your project, and then that project will get you hired and we can keep doing the same thing? Let's look into the elements of what I'm looking for a great post and therefore a great project. First, I recommend select a YouTube video that you want to do. If you have certain subjects you would prefer, you can put that in the job application. Ideally, I'd like you to be able to do everything. I've got videos on generic motivational stuff, spirituality. I've got things on ethical hacking, penetration testing. I've got things on technical subjects like Android and app development. I've got a lot of my own sales pitch and blog videos. I've got videos coming out on more technical subjects like coding. Thus, you should ideally be either have experience in a variety of areas or be able to understand and work with things that you don't understand. For example, if you've never done with ethical hacking, you should be able to listen carefully enough in the video to do the following things that make a great post. And I recommend in your project, if you can pick something more technical, I'd recommend doing that because I'd prefer to see that you can handle a technical topic, something like ethical hacking, and do a great post on that. Because so far, the majority of these posts will be in things like coding, programming, technical subjects, and thus that's what I really want to see. I imagine if you can do a good job in that, it is easier to go do something more generic, more self-help, inspirational. So I recommend go for one of the as tougher subjects, the ethical hacking, the penetration testing, the app development, etc. And we are only doing single lecture videos. What I do on my YouTube channel is I put out individual lectures as free previews from courses. This way you get that course material out there and you get to sell the course on Euthena then. When I do that, I also put out other videos that are longer format. For example, this is a 12-hour Android Studio developer course that we just released. Now, I do not want a transcription of a 12-hour video all in one post because this simply includes a bunch of smaller ones combined. Therefore, you can skip these. Generally, if it's over 40 minutes, that is a clear indication that it is a long format video. Lots of the lectures can be up to 30, 35 minutes or so, but it's rare there's a video over 40 or 45 minutes that comes up that is not a compilation of several different courses. Thus, the first thing to do is to, when you're doing this yourself, to pick the appropriate videos. However, once you get hired, you will have all the videos given to you specifically on your Airtable spreadsheet. And then you, as you finish those, will be given more and more. But for this project, don't do a 12-hour video. And you've got a clear understanding of how the whole system works. Now, what makes a great post on here? First, the key thing is the title. The title is one of the most important aspects on the post. I recommend you do the title last. You go through and do the entire post first, then you go back and think of what is the very best title for this in terms of Google organic search. When you listen through to the transcription, you pay attention to what things are talked about most in the video. You think about it in terms of what question would someone Google that then this blog post would come up as the answer. You think about the reader very clearly for the title and think, what is the reader looking for? How can we put that in the very fewest words? You might spend 5 minutes on the title by itself. It's very important you need to be able to rename these because what I've been doing so far is just throwing up the videos and often using the same titles, and that's why I'm hiring you. I want to do this better because I've already done that. We've already done that on these titles. And when someone Googles that very specific phrase, the YouTube video can already show up for that. So I don't need a blog post that has the exact same title or even something extremely close to the YouTube video. I want the blog post to take a separate shot in search results against or different from the YouTube video so that the YouTube video and the blog post both can rank independently. Among all the YouTube videos and blog posts, we should widely cover an incredible amount of topics. Thus, the title is of critical importance. I recommend do the whole post and then make the very best title based on exactly what someone might Google. You'll need a clear understanding of the whole video to do a great title. Thus, I'm not simply looking for who can crank out the best post in the lowest amount of time. I'm looking for the whole experience. I want the title makes a big difference. And if you can do a great title, that means a lot to me. Thus, the title is an opportunity to show what you can do. Once you've done the title, then you need to go through, the title's last. First, what you need to do is go through the whole transcription and prepare it for written form. Get rid of things that don't make sense in writing. Delete things that were just kind of specific to the video. And then while you're doing that, bring in screenshots from the video where relevant. For example, this shows the price here of ActiveCampaign. This shows MailChimp's pricing. This shows more details about ActiveCampaign. This shows more details about ActiveCampaign. These are highly relevant screenshots to what the blog post is talking about. You want to do that in your blog post. We want pictures from the video that are relevant and that enhance the user experience. You should be able to download the video on YouTube, however you need to do that. Or if you're subscribed on Youthena, if you're subscribed to the Youthena University, you can download the matching video out of the course there and get it with no watermarks or annotations so that you can get the best quality screenshots. It should not have some low quality screenshot where there's still the YouTube subscribe button and the playback bar. No, I don't want any of that. This needs to look good and look sharp and present the best for people reading. It shouldn't look like it was just quickly ripped off a YouTube video and thrown over here. Hence, Michelle has done that. He's got the video without all anything else on it. It just has the screenshots. You also, if it's something like a detailed hacking tutorial, you don't need the whole screenshot lots of times. You should be able to intelligently look at it, say what is relevant in this, and cut out and just zoom in on certain things if needed. For example, if you're looking at a specific line of code, you could just take a screenshot of that and maybe the code above it. You don't need the whole screenshot, especially if the video is poorly done, as some of them are, and you can't hardly see the code. You could take a picture and just put that code on there instead of having the whole screenshot. You want the very best user experience. I'm willing to pay significantly more for a better quality blog post. I could have went on Upwork in 10 minutes, I'm sure, and got a whole bunch of applications for people to just transcribe and put these on my website. I want these to be awesome so that people read these and then get down to the bottom and say, wow, that was really helpful. Let me share this on Facebook and Twitter, and Google Plus is going away, and on Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Reddit. I'm gonna email someone that I'm gonna go crazy and share this thing all over. That's the goal, and that, wow, this is so good, I'm going to go buy the video course for it. That's what we want to see on here. Thus, these are the, and finally, one more thing. Finally, you want to be aware of all the possible links and get those links. If there's relevant posts, you want to link those directly to another post on the blog. If it's something like this one is basically an affiliate pitch, then you want to put the affiliate link in there. You also need to put an affiliate disclosure in there as soon as you link to ActiveCampaign. And the affiliate disclosure should be right at the top, not the first sentence, but maybe pretty close in the top here. It should say, I will give you an exact disclosure, but you can say something like, will you please use the links on this page to do further research, because you can help us earn as an affiliate or partner with some of the programs on this page. You want a clear disclosure like that, that might be in a different format, anywhere that you've put affiliate links in the page. You also want to make sure the relevant video is at the top of the page, and that you make it clear right away or somewhere that if you want to leave a comment, someone should go on YouTube to contribute to the discussion directly on the matching YouTube video, because the comments, widgets, and all that are just dumb on blogging platforms. And if you get someone to go on YouTube and comment, that helps the video rank higher on YouTube and get more organic traffic there, and helps the viewer find more videos on YouTube. So we want people to go straight to the YouTube video to comment, and it's up to you to get that experience also. Now, when you've got all these different aspects together, you're ready to maximize the value of every post. And when you've got a post that's outstanding, that you can show me that you can do that, then you're in a good spot to get the job. Next, we'll go into how this actually looks in WordPress. Now that you've seen the anatomy of a successful post, let's go in to look at what it actually does in WordPress. So first I'll hit edit post to show you what this actually looks like in the WordPress interface itself. Now you can do this in a couple of different ways. I use the Enfold theme, E-N-F-O-L-D. You can do this in blocks, or you can do this in the advanced layout editor. Whichever works better for you, do it. This is how it actually looks inside WordPress. You should be able to do all of this in WordPress because this is how the website's hosted. And you also need to be able to set a good URL on here. And you want to do all of this on your project. Make sure the URL is something fairly short and has the most critical keywords in it. For example, Michelle did a perfect example on this. The URL is jerrybanfield.com/MailChimp versus Active Campaign. Perfect URL. Someone Googles MailChimp versus Active Campaign. We've got the keywords in the URL. It's in the post, and the entire blog post is dedicated to that. We've got a good shot at making an affiliate sale, in addition to educating the user completely on this whole experience. Thus, the title of the post starts up here. Then you want to put the very beginning language, which is critical. Whatever the post is about should be very clearly described in the first paragraph. Then you want the video up there. And you also, after you get started in the post, you want to make sure people go to the YouTube video to put comments, and you also want the affiliate disclosure in there if there's affiliate links. Now, we didn't actually use any affiliate links till further down in here, at which point we put a disclosure in. But on new posts, I want a very clear affiliate disclosure at the top of the page to give programs the very best in compliance. Now, on some of these tutorials, there won't be any affiliate links. And if it's just something to Euthena, you want to use the reference code on it that is unique to me, but you don't need an affiliate disclosure for that because Euthena is, I'm the founder of the platform. So it's kind of, it's understood that I'm going to be earning money off of it. Thus, you do the post like this. You get the transcript in here. You upload each image directly into the post like this. Then you also need a featured image on here. This will be the image that shows up in search results. This will be the image that when someone shares it on Twitter will come up with it. It's important to get a high quality feature image from the video, and you get that up there. You also need to put this in the most appropriate categories and tags on it to help people find it and to get the related posts to show correctly on it. For the layout, you just leave all that the same. The discussion, you leave all that off, and then you don't need to do anything else with the Yoast internal linking on this either. You've got all of this to do on here. And then there's also some SEO things if you want to do, if you want to do something like extra credit, you could even go in and put this Twitter title and description, but this is a default. You don't necessarily need to do that. This is a snippet preview. And if you write the beginning of the post well, this should pull in here automatically. But if it doesn't, you could go through and do that in here. Finally, in the signature, it should end with "Love, Jerry Banfield." Before that, you should be sending people to other relevant things. For example, other videos, a related course, a blog post. A little side note that I'll notice, here's how I'll notice if you really paid attention in the course, or for the people who skipped ahead, I can catch it right here. What you need to do on these posts is make sure to cut my sales pitch at the end, because the sales pitch is the same on every video. You don't need to transcribe and put my exact same sales pitch on the end of every video. What you do need to do is take the relevant products and put the short format at the end. For example, if you're doing an ethical hacking video tutorial and then there's a 1-minute pitch at the end for the Ethical Hacking Forever bundle and a certain ethical hacking course and Euthena University, you should put all of those at the end. For example, if you use this post, you could even get fancy with it and put some buttons in it. Or you could have some images copied and pasted from Euthena that go directly when you click on them to the course. If you want to really look sharp, those should be at the end of the post to get people over to Euthena. Or if it's an affiliate, you could have things at the end of the post like features, pricing, different affiliate links on it. I can get you all the affiliate links you need for things like this. You can see Michelle at the end of this one. He's got the affiliate link here. Then he has a link to the YouTube channel, the blog, and the podcast all at the end. So if it's a generic vlog video, you want to put all the relevant links at the end, and then you also get to credit yourself at the very end and put a link back to one thing. Ideally, it should be your website, something that never changes, because if you link to something like a Fiverr or an Upwork profile, it could get banned. If you've got a course on Euthena or a service on Euthena, I'd very much like for you to link to that. Thus, we've given you what the post looks like here, which I hope makes it clear how to make a spectacular project to get hired for this. Congratulations on making it to the end of the course. If you see another video after this, before the text file that has the job application link, that means we've hired somebody, and I'll give you the relevant updates if so. If you don't see a video after this, that means that the job is wide open and first come, first served. This is what the actual job application form looks like. I've made a couple of additional updates and I'll walk you through it. This can be used for any Euthena job application, but you need to go through any individual course. If you are a subscriber on the Euthena University, you will be able to apply for any job included in your monthly membership by using that course. Here's what it looks like. And this is in, there's a text document that has an Airtable link that's in the last lecture of this. And make sure when you put your name and your email, this matches your Euthena.com account. This allows us to make sure that you actually are in the course. When you have your email on Euthena, make sure that's also the PayPal email. This is the email we will use to contact you about our decision with the job application. We usually will get back to you within 72 hours or so. I'm personally looking at each of these, so this is high on my radar. On the job, make sure you go through and put the right job. If by the time you see this, there's other jobs. The job for this one is WordPress blogger and transcriber. Now, in your hourly rate, we talked about this a bit earlier, put the lowest amount that you're happy with. And that means the amount that you would be excited and happy to keep working at. And if you put an hourly rate in there you're not excited about, then put it higher. I don't want to pay you too little, because what happens if I pay you too little, anyone else who gives you a higher hourly rate will become top project. I want this to be your top project. I'd like to work with you indefinitely on this. So put the highest hourly rate, you might say, that you think you can get away with and that you'd be thrilled to work at. Then in the hours a week, please enter an exact number. Just take a guess at how many hours you're available each week. This will help me determine if I hire you, whether I need to hire someone else, especially if you're the first one to apply. And let's say you can work at 50 hours a week, then we'll see if you can do all the videos in that time before I need to hire someone else. This helps me determine how available you are and how many more people I need to hire. I'd prefer to hire one or two people and then just have you do all the videos. Then the project URL. This is where you show me your work. This is where the project is a primary thing we're using to consider whether to hire you when combined with your hourly rate and hours per week. Please make sure that you do an entire YouTube video put into a post in the exact same format that you intend to do it as you're working for us. So just take a YouTube video off my channel. Now for this one, it's okay if you have YouTube attachments on it, but ideally if you wanna go for extra credit, Get that Athena University subscription. You can download the file if you can match it up straight out of the course. Or for this particular project, you can just take screenshots straight off of YouTube and we'll get you downloading the videos with no watermarks after that. Make sure you've got your project URL. This should be a URL on your own blog, preferably WordPress. If you don't have one, just sign up for a free WordPress blog and do your best on it. If you want to give us additional URLs for consideration, if you've done other blog posts, you want to show us to give us verification that you can write your own beautiful blog posts, then that's a good spot to do it. We don't need other freelancing profiles or things like that. We only need things that are relevant to exactly what you're doing. A story, this is where you can write whatever you want to. And if you've been following for a period of time, if there's how we got here today, I love knowing how we got here because this helps me understand you. If you say, for example, Jerry, I started following you when I took your course on here and then I've been watching on YouTube. I joined you in your little Steemit adventure and then now I'm over here. Just honestly sharing your experience with me so far helps me to understand what you've already done. And that can be a big consideration for hiring when someone else has a similar quality of work for a similar hourly rate and a similar amount of availability. Finally, the question I did not have on the original video, can we pay you via PayPal? If I can pay you via PayPal, this makes things very easy for me because I currently pay almost everyone via PayPal. It also makes the taxes simple. I don't need to send you any tax forms because technically I'm paying PayPal. And if you meet PayPal thresholds, they'll send you their own tax form. So I just can make a payment to you for a good and service on PayPal and pay you directly that way. And the email should match the one in the application. If you put no here, that can be a consideration. If someone else has almost everything the same but can do PayPal, that might be a consideration. If you can't do PayPal, you might put that up in the story and let me know what payment methods you can accept. Finally, this last question, can we share your contact info of the Jerry Banfield partner? When Jerry Banfield partners want the same kind of work done, can we refer you to them, check with you first and say, hey, are you still available? Do you want us to give you your name? If you're interested in that, then we can keep you in mind for any offers from partners. And this is, you can put yes or no on this. I don't care on this. Just if you're interested in more jobs, you can put yes. If not, you can just put no. Once you submit, I get an email and generally within 72 hours, as soon as I look at it, I'll usually make a decision. I can tell you from past jobs with me, first, whoever hops on it first has the best chance of getting hired. You that have went through and enthusiastically watched this course before anyone else and jumped right on it, that I've noticed is one of the most valuable things in working with people. That's usually a good indication you want to work with someone. Whoever's willing to jump right on top of something and immediately do it, that's, I want to keep working with you. So thank you for getting all the way to the end of this. If there's a video afterwards, it'll let you know whether someone else has got hired for it or not. Right now, there's not going to be one. And that is very relevant. If I've already hired someone else, I'll tell you what additional availability there is. And you can still complete this for either a partner offer or if something happens to the whoever gets hired first, then you might be able to fill in. Or if there's more videos coming out, this just having you on here could be used indefinitely. So thank you very much for making it to the end of this. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate you being here and I'll see you in the job application.